This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast's owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And I'm sitting across from my idiot husband, who's putting masking tape all over his face, mimicking me, I assume. But he's got it like all over his, he's pulling his eyes back.
Missing
like,
eyebrow shit.
Yeah, very nice. Very, very alluring, dear. Thank you. I love it.
Well, I'm just trying to.
The blue.
You with those tapey things you put on your head to help with wrinkles.
Hey, I don't like frowning in my sleep. That's when I frown. Wow. I get those little things between my eyes.
I smile because I'm sleeping.
Apparently, I don't. I guess I must be an angry sleeper. I don't know.
Angry awake, angry sleeping.
Just an angry elf, yes, I am. So, yeah, those little things are cheap. They really do work. I mean, you look at the between my eyes. It's like those, that 11 is not, it's like barely visible.
Now it's a 14.
Now it's a 14. Oh, my God. Now it's 111. What
thought,
the fuck?
I thought you were a ZZ Top fan. I saw a ZZ. It's like, well, all right. Hey, today's Super Bowl Sunday.
Apparently, I wouldn't even know.
I don't care.
Sorry, guys, we're just...
A bunch of overpaid pansies that just fucking...
No, tell me how you really
don't know. Make enough money, they think, because they play a game. Okay, go work for a living. All of us out there working real jobs, making a lot less than they make. And then, you know, now, they beat the snot out of their bodies. I'm not going to argue that, but...
Oh, they do.
This is my opinion. My opinion, that's it.
You're going to piss off a lot of people that love sports.
Hey, something to think about, you know. You know. I mean, don't get me started. I could do a whole show on that stuff.
Yeah, I know. Let's keep this light and sexy, shall we?
So you had a little fun today.
I sure did. Yeah. I did. We had a playmate over. I had a playmate over.
You had a playmate?
You're just friendly with him. So, I mean, he held the camera. He was a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah, flipped me around some positions and took control, which is always good.
Did a couple of things you've had done in a long time.
Yeah.
A little titty fucking?
Yeah, a little titty. It doesn't usually work with me, so.
Yeah, your tits are big, but not
like, big enough.
They're firm enough that you can't really like push them together to.
Oh, sure you can, but it's. I don't think they're big enough for that.
Yeah.
Like your dick's not going to get lost in my cleavage. It's just not. Mm-hmm. But it was certainly a lot of fun.
Sure.
Had a good, really good time, so.
This is erotic to watch.
Oh, good. Yeah. Glad you liked it as much as I did. Well, maybe not quite as much.
No, I didn't like it half as much as you did. No one was touching my junk. That good.
Oh, well, maybe later.
Okay, I'll play my cards right.
If you're good.
Have more rum and coke. Have more rum and coke. So again, we'll start out. We'll get the nastiness out of the way.
That's not nasty. Well, we even
people don't really. A few people take advantage of emailing us, which we appreciate. Like Wayne and some of the other ones, and Jay and stuff like that. We encourage you to reach out to us. Again, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Love to hear anything you may have questions or comments or jokes. Like Wayne sends me jokes, topics or something, you know, you want us to talk about or critique us? Hopefully not.
We don't take that well, right?
Yeah. No, we do. We haven't had any. We haven't really had anybody send us a nasty
gram.
Don't be the first. You don't need to be the first, but whatever.
I appreciate the input from other people. Sure. We get on the side. We may not get like directly through email, but there's people that we're close to that will... Mm-hmm. You know, you get them on the phone and they'll start talking about things. So that's cool. I do like the the camaraderie and, you know, the input from people that listen to it.
I'm glad that, you know, some of the listeners have reached out and do talk to us and tell us what they like and stuff like that. It's and one of the comments we've been told is they feel like they're part of the show sometimes. You know, like they
interesting
that apparently we're relatable enough that sometimes if they feel like they're sitting in with the conversation, and that's great. That's kind of the goal.
That is kind of the goal.
Yeah, we're just babbling. I won't say talking. I'll say babbling. So, by all stretches, we're glad to have you guys all listen. So, and women. Yeah. I don't mean guys in a male sense. I mean people. So, also something you got to use today.
I was going to say that.
Go ahead.
For the titty fuck. In fact, he took the spunk lube, the pumpable bottle. And he just started dousing between my tits. That's probably why I had so much trouble getting traction. He used so much.
I was afraid he's going to fall off the bed with that.
His dick was going through, and he's having trouble, like, holding my tits together because Spunk Lube is so slippery. You know?
But non-sticky.
But non-sticky.
He could have gotten traction if it was, like, a cheaper.
Yeah.
If it was, you know, some piece of crap lubricant.
When it starts to get sticky there.
He would have been gripping, you get like road rasher, you know, yeah. Indian brush burns on your tits.
Something like that, yeah. So this was, I think he put on a little bit too much, but it was fun. It was like all over. It was
but
like
your boobs are smooth now.
Oh, they are. Now, they are soft and supple.
So it is kind of, you've already talked about it. It actually does a nice job to soften your skin.
Yeah, like we were done. He was like, well, do you want to like wipe off with a baby wipe? And I'm like, no, not really. I want to kind of leave it on my skin because it really does help.
Feels good.
Does feel good. So
he's trying to titty funk it. He slipped up and poked you in the eye with his dick. Went too far.
Oh, that would have been fine. Yeah. Oh, it just slipped into my mouth. Oh, darn. No, I hate when I get titty fucked.
You had your head hanging off the edge of the bed. And
oh, that's right.
So you kind of were getting balls in the eyes.
Yeah, kind of was. That was kind of fun. Yeah. I was like, in some instances, I felt like I was being suffocated a little bit. It was a little scary, but a little exciting, too. So, yeah. It was all good.
Yeah, it was interesting. So, check us out on Podbean, everybody. We're trying to move platforms, maybe, it looks like.
Here's a question. I should know
if
this.
If you go to our website, we got to promote your thing, too. Go to our website, hotwifepodcast.com. It'll take you to our Podbean site.
Well, why would they want to go to Podbean?
What does Podbean it's a great have? App. It's a free app. Okay. You know, there's other stations on there too, it's just better for us. You can actually tell us if you like the episode. There's a little like button there. You can leave comments. You can follow us there. It's just
it's more interactive
for us. Like for me posting these up, it's actually a better interface. I like it.
Mm-hmm. Nothing against
the company
the other
we're
one.
With now is fine. I've been with them for a lot of years before this. Mm-hmm. They're a good standard, but it's just, I kind of like to kick it up with a more readily available app. So
I like the idea of the app. I also like the idea that somebody can go into an episode and say, hey, I really liked this episode. And so it gives us an idea of like what episodes are successful and what ones are kind of like, fall flat on their face.
Well, one does it also.
Oh, does it?
But you have to go into each individual. It doesn't give you a chart of how the episodes are being listened to. So this one just shows me. It's like it shows you all of them. It shows you how many hits and, you know, how many downloads. And
So you can keep track of, like, what shows are good and which ones are not.
Oh. And currently.
Oh, yes.
On Podbean, there are no commercials in the podcast.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, that's a huge selling
currently.
Point.
Currently. You know, we have to achieve a certain amount of downloads a month to qualify for their advertising program.
Oh, I see. So listen while you can.
We're getting closer to it. We're just not there yet.
Bad for listeners. Better
I
don't like listening
again,
to commercials.
Yeah, you know, when we can get better statistics, makes us a couple bucks. Doesn't cost anybody there any money.
Right, exactly.
And then we can do things to improve the podcast.
I'd like that.
So, anyway, they want to see where you're doing, what you're doing, who you're doing.
Who I'm doing. HotWifeDonnaLynn.com. You can check out all the platforms I'm on. I'm always uploading stuff. I'm going, whatever videos I have, I'm like, yeah, this will be fun. This one looks good. Yeah. I try to mix them up, too.
Okay. So today's topic.
I'm not sure how to put this one. Regrets? Like, ooh,
things you've done sexually that you wish you hadn't done.
Yeah, like, oops, I wish I hadn't done that.
No, is it something, an act, a person, an act with a person with an act, you know. Do you have anything off the top of your head?
All those, oops, I really wish I hadn't slept with this person type of thing was earlier on.
Oh, sure.
Way earlier on.
Well, I think one night stands,
my last, my ex. Oh, well, that was a big.
That's going to be the default answer. I mean, for me, if I had to sit there and go, what is it for me? Yeah, it was my ex. My ex wife. You don't have an ex husband.
No, but I have an ex boyfriend.
Yeah, you have a lot of ex boyfriends.
What are you trying to say?
Yeah. Before you and I got together, you had a lot of boyfriends.
Oh, okay. I have even more now.
Now you
blow those out of the water.
It's a good thing you have Excel for a spreadsheet, because those old handwritten like phone books, you'd fill those fuckers up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is there anything sexually that I've done?
Yeah, this is going to be a short show. I can't think of anything. Off the top, I said, oops, I wish I hadn't done that.
I can't put my finger on it. There's been things like you're like, I'm not ever doing that again.
Oh, yeah. What was that? I can't think of anything off the top of my head. Off the top of my head.
Anal's not ruled out now.
Yeah, anal's definitely not ruled out now. Maybe one time it might have been.
You don't want to drink a lot and then deep throat somebody.
Oh, yeah. Don't want to do that. Don't want to drink a lot of beer, then deep throat. Nope. Or eat anything like. Spicy. I'm just saying. Nothing
well, today,
spicy.
Today we held off having lunch.
Yes, thank goodness.
Before you played. Well, Part of lunch involved, I was making bacon chili cheese dogs.
Not good. So let's
wait for the beans till after sex.
Don't want to get too graphic, but yeah, that's true.
Well, I think it's self-explanatory
at
that point.
It definitely is. Yeah,
if you can't put chili and...
Oh, that delicious bacon and cheese.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I kind of
Those wieners were, they're the biggest wieners I've ever seen.
No, I've
seen. Well, they were pretty.
I've seen you put bigger wieners in your mouth.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of girth to them, but they had some length. They had some serious length.
Yeah, they were.
They were a foot. They were a foot long.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So they were true foot long wieners.
Mm. Let's see. Is there anybody? I think there was a girl back years ago that was like one of those meet at the bar, take home, right, bang kind of things.
Yeah.
And it was just meant to be take her home, banger, and that was it.
Right.
And again, you know, the next day you go to the bar, it's like, oh, shit.
I'm
sober now. Come back later.
So I was not a bar person, so I don't have any of those stories.
Well, you were at the bar dancing.
Exactly. So I wasn't, but I wasn't a patron at a bar, so I was working. So that was a whole different mindset. But yeah, that just the ex is probably the biggest. Oh God, I wish I would not have done that. That would be fine if it just stayed a one night stand.
Yeah.
Just keep it as a one night stand. That would be fine. It was fun, but you know, yeah, that was, ooh. Yeah, that was pretty nasty. That was pretty nasty.
I mean, I know there's something and it's bugging me.
Oh yeah.
I know there was something that.
Well, we know we won't go to certain swinger parties because
we've been through that a million times.
Yeah, so those kind of things are just like, oh man.
Well, I'd be interested in hearing from the listeners if there's something that you've done sexually.
Right.
You're like, nope.
I'm not doing that again.
You know, I mean, it's bugging me. I can't think of something that now. I mean, I thought for sure, like when I came up with the topic, I was like, oh, there's probably 10 different things, but like, I'm having a freaking brain fart here.
Yeah, especially recently, there is very little I would say would go back and say, I wish I hadn't done that. Most of the time I go into it with some ambivalence, and then it was like, you know, I don't think this is going to work out. And then you end up having a great time. So usually for me, it's the other way around. I start out like, oh, I don't know if this is going to, this scenario is going to work. Or
one of the things that I know, I'm not going to mention names.
Right.
But like, you're not into rough sex or choking.
In general, no, okay. I'm not.
And there is one or two playmates
that are really into it.
Arrogant and pushy. And those are the kind of people that right off the bat, it's like, nope, not doing that again.
You know, if they would just slow down on being so aggressive, it would be a lot more fun for me. But yeah, they're definitely, like the last time that one guy was here, you didn't see him because you were focusing on what was going down below. But he had his hand on my throat, lifting me up. And I was like, ha, 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 just take your hand off.
Yeah, if I was seeing that, he would have been hurt.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes your hand just goes there.
It doesn't.
If
57 years of my life, I've never during sex put my hand on a woman's throat.
What about on her chin to kiss her?
Kissing. It's a gentle, just slightly pinch your chin. That's not grabbing her fucking throat. I've grabbed guys' throats when I go to beat the fuck out of them, but I don't.
That's different, dear.
Then I kiss them later.
See? I won't talk about it. Make up for being
so rough.
There you go.
It's like, I'm sorry, did I hurt you? I didn't mean to be so nasty and forceful, but just kind of something else. No? Okay.
No.
All right, just done. Go there.
But here's the thing with that. See, I'm kind of like a switch. I might start off being like, oh, I'm not really feeling it. And then when I get like my motor starts revving, then it's like, yeah, fuck me so hard. Pound my fucking pussy harder. You know, and it's like, where the fuck did that come from?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you have thrown me off on that one a few times.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I don't want rough sex. It's like, okay. So I tell the guy, no rough sex. And then, you know, 3 minutes into this guy fucking you, you're like, pull my hair, fuck my little pussy, fuck that pussy. I was like, Jesus Christ, what happened to I don't want rough sex?
Well, I think I'm overcompensating with my shoulder, so I'm always afraid that if they lift me up or throw me around. It
depends on the position you're talking about. So if you're on your back, it's a little different.
Being on your back is kind of boring. I'd rather be on all fours and stuff. So I'm kind of like overprotecting my shoulder. Like in my...
I think you like your ass... fucked harder in your pussy.
Oh, God, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said before, there's more room down there. It's a little more, you know, you got 16 feet of colon. my vagina is only like, 5 inches? You know? So they're always hitting back. They're always hitting, I can't say bottom because it's really not, it's the top.
They get to the back of the cul-de-sac.
Yeah, they get to the back of the cul-de-sac real quick, and it's like, ow.
It's like, forget the cul-de-sac, hit the mud road.
Yep, get in the back door, boy.
Hit the dirt road.
Dirt road, I can handle it so much. When it feels great, so, I mean, it's a win-win. You know, I can handle a lot more pounding back there than I can up front for some reason. I don't know. Okay. Is there, maybe I'm psychotic, maybe I have some mental issues.
Yeah, but that has under the sex.
There may be some issues I have to work through. Mommy issues, daddy issues, whatever. No, there's more room. There's just more room.
It's sure,
pliable. I understand, there's more room. As long as I'm like revved up, I can. Sometimes I prefer having anal. Yeah, I can honestly say I prefer having anal.
I've actually seen some videos recently out there that like content creators interviewed, and they actually say I prefer anal.
I wonder why. I mean, that's probably different for everybody, but I just gave you my reason.
Well, I mean, every woman has depth limitations.
In the front, yeah.
Sure.
The back, I mean, if they're too long, they do hit a nerve and my left leg goes numb. But other than that, we're good.
Well, you know, the other thing is, too.
I can't walk right afterwards. It's like, get your dick out of my ass.
And my right eye twitches for a couple hours.
Yeah, a couple minutes, yeah.
But the one thing is, too, I think it's... brain fart, man.
What's wrong with you?
I gotta have more bourbon.
I think you need more bourbon for sure. There's too much blood in the alcohol system.
Okay, it came back to me. Sorry.
I started thinking
I had that crazy thought of like, maybe you should stop drinking bourbon. It's like, fuck you. It's like, oh. But, you know, every woman has a limit to how much they can put in.
Right.
And, you know, and again, depending on the guy who... what he's bringing to the table.
Right.
You know, so I could see where once you get past the initial, I'm guessing, uncomfortableness of anal, that all of a sudden you sit there and go, okay, we can, you know, do this.
Oh, absolutely. Well, the neat thing is with anal, and you can do it vaginally too, but because he's in the back door, I have more room to play with my clit. Yeah, I can do that while he's in my pussy too, but it's a lot closer. Like if I'm doing doggy, I can play with my clit. There's a lot of clitoral stimulation I go on while he's in the back door, and it all kind of feels really good. And yeah, I just like it. Okay.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, we've talked about that before.
Oh, yeah.
But wonderful. As far as, I think if there's things sexually that you wish you hadn't done, it's more a person.
More of a person.
Than an act.
Exactly. Usually the act is like, oh, that'd be so hot, but he just ruined it for me.
Or he can't perform that.
Yeah, or he can't perform that. Or not that, I don't want to be rude with people that they're not performing, but if they're just rude, you know, they're just not, we're not clicking. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, well.
You know, there has to be some kind of chemistry, and sometimes you think there's a chemistry there, then when the wheels hit the asphalt, it's kind of like, I thought he's a lot more fun when we were sexting or texting than he is in bed.
Well, and the other thing I forgot, but I've got it back to is, you might be on birth control and stuff, and let's say you get cream pied, you could still have that fear like, well, you know, but when you go anal, not really the worry.
Nope.
Cream pie the shit out of my asshole. I'm just going to fart it out later.
Yep, I just have my little fart butt.
Fart bubbles.
Fart bubbles. Yeah. Cum poops. That's what we were calling them, cum poops.
Cum poops.
Yeah. I was like, I know there's a name for them. Because I was with
like a glazed donut in the toilet.
Sort of like a little. Yeah, it was somebody did anal with me. I got a big cream pie. The whole rest of the night, I had the cum poops. It's like these big dollops of cum in the toilet. I was like, oh, there's a cum poop right there. Cool. Swallow, bitch. Yeah. Ooh, I used it on him. Finally. I don't know what you're choking on, but you're choking on something.
I was breathing while I was swallowing my bourbon, so the vapors went up. But you got me. But yeah, no, I would think... Yeah, it would probably be more of a person than an act for us.
Oh, absolutely.
We're not really that adventurous.
No, I don't think we are. I mean, there's things I like. I like the hair pulling, I like anal. I guess compared to like vanilla people, we're like, oh my God, they're so wild. And then to swingers, we're like, oh, they're pretty much run the mill. They're pretty much, you know, right there. Mm-hmm. You know, there's nothing real kinky, not like, oh, well, I do have a newfound love of ass eating.
Okay, I found something. Sexually, I don't want to watch anymore.
His ass was fine to eat. It was fine. Yeah, I think fine. He
enjoyed it. I'm just saying, a guy eating a woman's ass doesn't bother me. But I don't know, man. There's just something wrong.
It was
about
smooth. It was all hairy.
There's something wrong. In my book, those who enjoy it, God bless you, man. Go at it. There's something wrong about watching a woman eating a man's ass. I'm sorry. There's something against nature there.
I was just thinking back to Angelina saying how much she loved eating a certain man's ass, ethnicity.
Asian guy's asses.
She's like, oh, they're so smooth. I just want to get my face in there and just eat their ass. And she's like going... If it's smooth, come on.
No, it's just
look disgusting. At you, man. You're squirming over there.
Oh, God.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. I don't see anything.
No, there's just something to me. That's all I can word. It's my opinion.
So you're just trying to say that all anal stimulation means that men are definitely borderline on the whole
homosexual
thing?
I didn't say a word. I didn't say a word, did I?
That's not necessarily true.
I haven't recorded. I didn't say anything like that. Okay. Can't record my thoughts.
I'm just saying, if it feels good for you, fuck it. Do it.
I understand that. I
take
it
off your bucket list. I did it.
I have said it before. I'll say it again. If it's something you enjoy, own it.
Yeah.
That's great. God bless you.
You're over there going,
I own the fact that is not arousing to me. That's the part I own. I am not stopping or telling anyone not to do it. I'm just saying.
It's funny watching you squirm.
I don't need to witness it.
Well, you did.
I know I did.
Oh, come on.
And I had to get the camera up close, which means I'm looking at the viewfinder, so I get to see it up close.
You turn your head kind of like, I just move the camera in. I'm just going to look away. Kind of like what you did when you were videotaping that one BDSM girl, actually Dominatrix and Spanky. You just set the camera up. I'm just going to whatever. They can.
There was no zoom in. I just set the camera, hit record, walked away. Walked away. Hid behind a curtain.
And that's what you did?
Yeah, Donna and this other young lady who was a
budding Dominatrix.
Yeah, she had a sub that went by the name Spanky. That's a disturbing video.
She violated
in the course
him.
Of this 1 hour podcast that she was doing, used an electrode like egg, like the women have those masturbating, put an electric that shocks you, put that up his ass, had his dick in a cage for a while,
he has our cock cage.
Kept smacking his dick once it came out of the cage. Jerk him off, get him close to coming, and then stop.
Then
fucked him with a 8-inch strap-on dildo. I'm gonna throw up soon. I've been in therapy for that video.
I'm sure. Yeah, that one was definitely. I'm glad that was an interesting session.
We'll go with that.
It was interesting.
You were having fun.
I was having fun.
You were jerking him off. You blew him for a little bit.
He sat on his face.
Yeah. But
no, he was fun that way. But all the things that he needed to have an orgasm or what his level of punishment to achieve pleasure is beyond me.
Yeah.
It's just beyond me.
I don't want to insult people.
If you were so inclined to have things up your ass, what?
Well, if I was ever inclined to do the things he did, I'll put it that way.
Right.
And you'd be wearing a mask too. I'm nowhere near that. Oh, I dip my head in tar.
Well, he wore a mask.
He wore a mask, yeah.
Yep.
I don't know.
You're struggling with this one, aren't you?
I'm trying not to offend people.
If you like it, that's what you have to own it.
If that's your thing, man, God bless you, you know?
Why should they?
I don't understand it. How is that? It's like wine. I don't understand wine.
I don't understand.
I don't have an appreciation for it, okay?
You don't have a taste for it.
Yeah, not true. That's true. And people don't have a taste for bourbon. It's the same thing. Same comparison. Just because I don't like it doesn't mean it's not good.
That's true.
Just my opinion of what's good for me. That's all I can go by. Everyone should go by.
Yeah, if I agree.
If there's something you do that feels good to you and you're on board with it, hey, man, rock it. You know?
Well, he certainly did.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, that was probably the most weirdly kinky thing I was ever a part of. I can't say sadistic, because
it wasn't done to harm him. It was things he wanted done.
Right.
So I wouldn't call that a sadistic thing.
No, I guess not.
You're doing it against, like, he was blindfolded and didn't know it was happening to him. And
yeah, that's true.
Outwardly didn't, like.
Okay, it's more.
Enjoy it, but he did.
But yeah, to inflict that kind of and endure that kind of discomfort.
Oh, so I have something sexually I did that I wouldn't do again. Record that session.
There you go. That's the one. Oh, voila. Eureka, you came up with one. Oh my God, that's good. Yeah, it was certainly interesting. I've never seen that before. I probably will never see that again.
If I can help it, you won't.
But I mean, whatever.
Hey. Yeah.
People like what they like, so.
Yeah. Some people go to different levels. And again, we've heard of people that need to be hurt and blood drawn to get it, orgasms and stuff like that.
That's, I would never.
Not going to even get into that, but that's, it's just like, okay.
That's the only something I don't know.
How do you surpass, like, what just feels good normally? How do you just like, well, I like a vanilla milkshake. It's very good.
Mm.
However,
I want it smashed over my head.
I want a vanilla milkshake with like razor blades in it, thumbtacks, and then I want to drink it anally.
Drink it anally
while it's boiling. It's like, huh?
What happened to the vanilla milkshake?
Yeah, exactly. But if drinking that kind of milkshake rocks your world, go for it. Yeah. Leave me out of it. I'm not making it for you. And I'm not going to record it.
Nope. Yeah, it was certainly. Again, I wouldn't say I wouldn't do that again. It's not one of those kind of things. I would definitely do that again because it was very interesting and I wasn't being harmed and I got to, you know.
Partake,
but so without being. I wasn't the one administering those toys, and I would never do that.
Yeah, shortly after that's when we parted ways. I don't know how that happened with that dominatrix.
Right, exactly.
But, yeah, Spanky actually wanted to shoot with you.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, but, and...
See, I couldn't do those things to him.
No, he wanted to do, like, normal stuff.
Oh, normal. He had a normal sign? Sometimes when people, we know people that they can't come unless they have that, whatever that stimulation is, that's definitely out of the norm and not everybody can perform on you. So like if he were to come to me like, hey, you need to peg me. I'm definitely not comfortable with that. Use electrodes on me. Hell no. You know, all those things. It never would have happened. It would be like, you're going to be very unhappy with your experience with me because it's going to be so vanilla. You're going to be miserable because, you know, I have a lot of guys asking me pegged and it just... You know, I'm just not there yet. I'm just not there.
You had one guy you were willing to do it with.
Yeah,
and everything was going good with him. Great guy and everything else.
See, I would do it with him.
And then all of a sudden he just disappeared.
We got that girlfriend in Florida.
Oh, we didn't. He disappeared. And then I contacted him. Hey, man, where you been? Oh, I got this girlfriend. And she's moving to Florida. And, you know, once she leaves, I'll be back. So I have a funny feeling he moved to Florida with her.
Can't blame him.
I don't know.
I mean, that'd be nice. I mean, nice and warm. And, yeah, it must be nice.
Hey, wish him well.
Yeah. But yeah, because he even got me that strapless strap on. Yeah. I've been, you know, because it vibrates like inside your pussy. So as the woman doing it either A to another woman or B to another man, you're getting pleasure. And then the person that you're using it on, it vibrates on that end too. There's all different controls. There's a remote.
Yeah.
So I've put it in. The design isn't quite right. I'll still need a harness for it because it is kind of top heavy. It kind of
falls once out it's of my in pussy. Somebody's asshole, I guess it's horrible.
Yeah,
he's picking up the load, so to speak.
That's true. I didn't even think about that because I put it in my pussy and it just kind of like fell right
you
out.
You want to walk around with it?
I did. Yeah, I tried walking around.
It's supposed to be in somebody, and it's supposed to be in two people
at the same time.
Yes.
Oh.
So
maybe I'm not using it right. I should have read the directions.
Don't look at me.
Oh, I'm not looking at you, not even a little bit.
Not going to help you at all.
But it is interesting. I mean, it's a cool device. I would like to use it sometime on somebody or somebody use it on me. Male, well, never that male, but probably female.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Someday.
So you can't come up with anything you really regret. I mean, there's been some people in your past you regret.
People in my past, but like from the time I became an adult till now, no.
Like Jabberjaw?
He was good to shoot with. He was, you know,
he was an asshole.
Yeah, but he was up for anything. I mean, I did double penetration.
Because
he's
always stroking his dick.
He's up for anything. So, yeah, he was definitely had a lot of energy. We shot that one scene with him with the, you know which one I'm talking about, with the cool pop.
Yeah,
that was really hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he was actually, you know, if he would just shut up, he'd be fine, you know.
Thus the name Jabberjaw.
He just did not shut up. Nope. We've met a couple of people like that.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
They spend more time talking than they do fucking. It's like, dude, just shut up and fuck me, for fuck's sake. Just shut up and fuck me. Come on. Here, stick my pussy in your mouth.
And you tell me to keep talking and don't fuck me.
Well, yeah. See, different techniques. Okay. Different techniques.
So, we'd like to actually hear from you. Tell us... send us an email, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And love to hear if you've done something, and if it's, you don't have to get really descriptive.
and you kind of regret it.
Yeah, something you did or someone you did that you regret. Give us an outline.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'd be curious. We're not going to read it on air. We're just curious to get your feedback.
Because I can't think of anything. Like, this is going to be the shortest show in history. Well, you know that? Well, because it's like
over 35 minutes. Or?
I don't regret anything, really, except for my last mistake. Well, that was it.
My wife bought a trout at the supermarket. And
oh, yeah, well, that was not good.
It was laying on the counter. And she went to the neighbors to borrow some spices, and I was kind of hard.
Oh!
And she apparently didn't know trout had teeth. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you know what? I would not stick my dick into anything that has teeth.
Well, didn't know it had teeth.
I mean, sharp, pointy teeth.
Didn't know it had sharp, pointy teeth. I thought they were vegetarians. Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway, I want to thank everyone for listening. Again, feel free to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Check out Spunk Lube. Don't forget to type in the word hotwife, all one word, in the discount code in the checkout when you go to buy something. You'll get 10% off. So, also, check out our free swinger magazine, 50 Shades of Pleasure, F-I-F-T-Y, shadesofpleasure.com. You can read it on mobile devices or your computer or whatever. So if you're bored sitting in the doctor's office waiting to get your appointment.
Watch out. Some of the pictures are kind of explicit.
Not really. No.
You don't think so?
No, they're not. Nothing. The articles are. Okay, but so if someone's reading over your shoulder, I mean, they're, I'll call the pictures in there racy. There's nothing, no nudity in it.
No real like penetration or anything like that.
No, there's no hardcore stuff in it.
Oh, I was going to subscribe, but fuck it now.
You don't have to subscribe. It's free. There's nothing to subscribe to.
You don't have to like create a username and password. No. Just look. Ah.
Nope.
Fuck, I didn't know.
Just go to the website, 50shadesofpleasure.com, and you'll see the first issue of January, and you'll see this issue for February.
So the pictures are sexy, but they're not.
Yes, like, they're not.
Blatantly sexual.
No. Ah. There's nothing.
It's not kid friendly.
You might not want your kids to see it, but they're not. Nothing they don't see on fucking TV.
That's true.
So
on fucking TV.
Yeah.
What about regular TV?
Well, that's different. They didn't have to see it there. So, nightly news, Tom Brokaw wearing his fucking, you know, garter belt and stockings. That's the way it is. My ass. Anyway.
Stop.
Let's go to sports. Anyway. So again, I want to thank everyone, and we'll talk to you next podcast.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.